We have a strong core of deeply religious Catholics, and obviously they will help us present it. You know, the whole intention is that it will strengthen the faith of young Australians. It'll be specifically Catholic as always, but it will be an offering to those young Australians who don't have a settled core of religious convictions. We'll offer them something. I think we've probably got the highest percentage of migrants, higher than any other country in the world, even than Israel. And Catholic Sydney is enormously multicultural. We get great strength from our Vietnamese communities, from the Koreans, the Chinese, and obviously, of course, from the Italians and the Maltese, things like that. Sydney is a very multicultural Catholic community.
And in that, when we speak of multicultural, it's quite different then to a European-based World Youth Day. In a sense, it would offer quite something quite different because it's the new land, so to speak. And here in Cologne, we've sort of seen we're basing ourselves on an inheritance that has built up throughout the ages. How do you think that dynamic there will be unique, maybe in Sydney?
Well, it obviously presents initially some sort of difficulties because we don't have the great multiplicity of magnificent Catholic shrines like you do throughout Catholic Europe. In a certain sense, we're still the pioneers in Australia. We're also an English-speaking country with a somewhat different set of perspectives from continental Europe. But we've got a lot to offer, and I believe we stand to gain and receive a lot. Our people, seeing these young people come in from these Catholic cultures alive with faith and enthusiasm, it strengthens me. I'm sure it'll strengthens our pilgrims. I'm sure it'll strengthen the young Australians at home who encounter it.
And in fact, this we've noticed the Holy Father himself has taken it also as an opportunity to build all sorts of bridges. Again, he spoke about ecclesiastical and ethical diversities and issues between faiths, between churches. And these may be one of the hopes there for Sydney that it can try and to do this.
Yeah, well, it's always been a Catholic celebration, and it will remain a Catholic celebration. But that doesn't bar us, with having a significant ecumenical dimension. And it certainly, as I've already stated, we see it as a Catholic offering to the Australian youth, especially Australian youth who are still searching, who are religiously uncommitted. I believe we've got something to offer them.